Okay, today's daf Lamed Aleph. We're on daf Lamed Aleph on the second line. Today's daf is sponsored by the Freud family, Lulav Nishmas, Esther Ruchama Basar Chaim Alevi. Here we go. Simon, Tlotza, Talmud, Tlas, Bale, Chov, Smartuk, Shomea, Umatim. Good? Here we go. Minayin in the Talmud, how do you know when you have a student, Hayishiyoshi Lufnei Rabo, he's sitting in front of his Rebbe, and they're in best in there, right? Viraz Chos La'oni, and they see a zechus for the ani, v'chov l'ashir. And they see a chov for an ashir. They see it both ways. Minayin shelo yishtak. How do you know you can't be quiet? Because you're going to rule in favor of the ani. It's so embarrassing to the ashir. Now do that. Talmud lomar. Minvar sheker tirchak. You can't do that. Right, what if it would be the other way around? Right? What if it would be... A zechus for the ashir and a chov for the ani. What about that? Says the Torah, lav dafka. Same thing.
Right.
Right? So no reason.
That
no
doesn't
reason.
Doesn't go away.
Doesn't go away, right? No reason it doesn't go away. Menayin the Talmud. How do you know a Talmud? Sharoa es Rabo. He sees his Rebbe. Shatoa badin. His Rebbe's making a mistake. Which happens. People make mistakes. They're not infallible. People make mistakes. Shatoa badin. Shalom yomer. Listen. Amtin, I'm going to wait. Ad shigmarenu, until he makes a gmar din. Vastarenu, then I'm going to go tell him how wrong he is. Venunu mishali. And then they'll say, ooh, this is a real rising star. Ooh, this guy's impressive, right? The kadesh shigra din al shmi. And then they'll say, I saved the day. Right? Talmud lomar, midva sheker terechak.
It's also not sheker.
No, it's not sheker.
What's the sheker?
There's no sheker. There was no sheker in the first case either. That's exactly the point. This is not sheker.
His silence is sheker.
What?
His silence makes it a problem.
It wasn't sheker at all. He said, I'm keeping quiet. I'm not getting involved over there. Not sheker. Over here. I'm going to wait till I can look good. Not sheker. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite of sheker. It's MS. Right? But it's underhanded.
Right.
That's what it is. Underhanded.
So is he allowed to tell his Rebbe? Well,
tells Rebbe before the Gemara did. By the way, Rebbe, don't you remember? We learned it. Oh, right. Thank you so much. Not that you become the hero.
Right.
But you also know you can't husk in front of your rabbi.
Fine. So you go over to privately, said with your father. Didn't we learn once that, I really think, let's look it up. Oh, you know, you're right. There's a way to do it. Minayin the Talmud, how do you know
what the rabbi's going to say?
I guess they're deliberating. So he knows. He knows.
You read his mind.
No. They're in the room, they're deliberating. I think I'm going to pass these chayev. You know why? Because I remember this halacha? And he's sitting there, what's he doing? You forgot about, right? Mm. All this, none of these kids are blatant lies.
Right.
Right? Like, can I borrow money? No, I don't have any money. And you do. I'm not talking about that. It's all types of, next, Menayin Talmud. Shomolo Rabo, Yudea Atabi, listen to this. The Rebbe says to him, Yudea Atabi, Sheim Noskin Li Meyamone, Inim Vada. If you would give me money, I would never lie to you. This is what the Rebbe tells to the Talmud. Mona Yeshli Eitzel Ploni, I gave the, what's his name money. I lent money to what's his name. The ain li alav ela eid echad. I only have one aid. I only have one aid. Menayin, how do I know? Shelo yitzdarif ino Talmud. Shelo yitzdarif imo. How do you know that this other guy, the Talmud, can't combine with the other aid? Talmud lomar midrash katirchak. Now that's a pure lie.
Yeah.
Right. The Rebbe only has one aid. Right. Ploni owes the Rebbe money. The Rebbe comes to you and says, they only have one aid. Do me a favor. You know I'm not lying. You know I don't lie. He owes me the money. Go with what's his name and be the other aid. So I have two aids, I get my money back. How do you know you can't do that? Midrash Sheker Terechak. Now, says the Gemara, hi, Midrash Sheker Terechak Nafuka? That's Midrash Sheker Terechak? Havada Shikuri Kamashaker. That's a lie. So what do you see? The Midrash Sheker Terechak is not a lie.
That's right.
Because that's a lie. For Achmana Amar, well, Sarah Berecha Eid Shaker. You can't be a false aid. What's going on here? It's much worse than Midrash Sheker Terechak. You're going to be a false aid? Ella Kigon, to Amar Le, this is what you're doing. Havadai Sada Isli. I have one aid. I have one aid. I'm not asking you to lie falsely, to be a false aid. I'm for sure not. I'm going to show up at the Besdin with the other aid. And when Ploni sees two aidim,
He's going to get scared.
He'll pay me the money. That's all. You don't have to say a word. I'm not asking you to lie. Chas v'shalom. I'm not asking you to lie. I'm not asking you to say a word. If it doesn't work, you have to say, by the way, I'm just here as a bodyguard. I'm not really here. Thank you.
It says, I'll be schlein aid if you have comes over. Could you bonify me?
Correct, correct. So then he'll withdraw. He'll withdraw. I'm not really an aid. But he's hoping that when he sees him, he'll scare him, and he'll, okay, fine, here's the money. Right. Can you do that?
No.
No, you cannot do that. The ad v'ta'ata kum hasam. You just stand here. Right? Rashi says on top, second line, way on top. V'shihei sover baldin, the baldin will think, sha'ata ba leheyed, that you're here to testify, v'yode emes. And he'll admit.
Right.
He sees he's not going to win now. It's two edim over here. How's he going to win? He's got no edim. The goose is cooked. Okay, I'll admit. How you know you can't do that? V'lo tema, v'lo midi. You don't say anything. I'm not asking you to say anything. Daha lo mafkas mipumech shikra. I'm not asking you to lie. I'm not asking you to lie. I'm just going to show up. Afilu hachi aser. That even that you can't do. Shenemar midvar sheker tircha. Right? You cannot tell a lie. Right?
It's more intimidation.
What?
It's more intimidation than really lying. I mean, you're not trying to lie. You're just trying to intimidate him.
You're just trying to intimidate.
Right.
So
it's not really a lie, per se.
So the Chazon Ish says, isn't this a mitzvah?
What?
It's a mitzvah. The guy's not going to pay you. So can you can think of a way to get the guy to do the right thing? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that? It's a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're going to do the right thing. The guy's going to do the right thing. You're not going to lie. And if he doesn't admit, you're going to withdraw. So what am I doing? I'm getting you to do a mitzvah. Yeah, it's a sneaky way. So it's a sneaky way, so.
Means count.
What?
The means count. You know, that's not the means.
Do they count?
They do.
You think so? For a mitzvah? Not for, before the cases were not mitzvahs, right? Right? That the Talmud's going to try to become a big hero. That you can't do that. Here, I'm going to do a mitzvah. I want this guy to pay the money back. It's a mitzvah to pay back the money. You owe the money. Chazon Ish says a mitzvah, no? Right? Yeah. So he says, you're right. It is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. But the means do count. You can't do a mitzvah through a sheker.
Right.
Right? Right. Okay. Very good. Now.
This was a complicated.
Very complicated. This one's not so simple.
No.
Right? It's not so simple. Because you're getting the guy to do the right thing. As opposed to the other cases where there was no right thing.
Yeah, but the impression was a lie.
What?
The impression was a lie.
Right. So it's not Yashrus.
You have to get to the truth, too. So you have to.
Right.
You have to
right.
That one very carefully.
Right. It's an interesting case.
Well, you beat up a guy and give him a get.
Well, that's a different story. What?
You're beating up a guy.
Same thing.
Only if you're willing to sit in jail.
What? That's all. Nothing.
Only if you're willing to sit in jail. Same thing, right? I get, yeah. Right?
You beat him up. It's actually got me right, Sandy.
What? Exactly. It's the same thing over here.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing over here. I'll do whatever I have to do till you do the right thing. Even if it's a lie. Or even if it looks like a lie. Even if it looks bad. Next. Menayin Lenoshe, listen to this one. Menayin Lenoshe Bechaver Romana. So you owe me $100. Right? Now, I'm never going to get the money out of you. I don't have to aid them. So here's what I'm going to come up with. Shelo Yomar, I can't say, Ate Enu Masayim. I'll tell him he owes me 200. Which is a lie, because he only owes me 100. I'll tell him he owes me 200. Why? Kedei, in order. Kidei in order, Shiyodili Bimana, he'll admit, what are you talking about? I only owe you 100. I only owe you 100. V'yitzchayev li shvua, you're going to have to swear, because Modiv Mikzas has to swear, so you're going to swear, and then, V'agadla lov shua b'mokam acher. And then I'll make you swear on the other thing that I have an issue with you, which would never have to make you swear. So, what am I doing? I'm making a kuntz to get you to swear. I'll say you owe me 200. Then you're going to swear because you only owe me 100. By the way, then, that other issue that we have, swear on that also, which is something you could do. Talmud Lomar, Midrash Sheker Tircha. You can't pull a stunt like that.
That's a good ploy.
It's a good ploy, right?
That's really good.
That's why the Gemara says you can't do that.
Yeah.
People figured out a lot of things. Next. Menayin Lenoshe Bechaver Romana.
You don't have to give us good ideas.
You owe somebody $100. Vitanu Matsayim, and you asked for 200, right? Why you asked for 200? So the other guy should swear, and even if he swears on something else, at least he swore. He swore, he owes me the money. Now he's going to go violate the Shavuot. Shelo Yomar, the other guy can't say like this, listen, Achbarenu b'Besdin, I'll deny it in Besdin, but v'od de lo chutz l'Besdin. But I'll admit it to him outside of Besdin, in the hall I'll tell him I owe him the money. Because I do owe him the money. I owe him 100. Once we walk in, I'm going to say I don't owe him anything. Why? K'dei shelo es chayev lo shvua. I'm not going to make a shvua. Then v'lo yagagal of shul makom acher. And then he's going to make me sure about the other issue. I'm not going to do that. So what am I going to do? I'll pay him the 100, but I'm going to deny it in front of Besdin. So motiv a kol, you don't swear. Motiv a kol, you don't swear. Why? Because we have a chazaka. Nobody's going to be such a chutzpah not to deny the whole loan. So I you owe me $100. So I tell you, you owe me $200. Why am I telling you that? So that you'll say no to me. I owe you 100. Right? You'll swear? Yeah, I'll swear on that. Okay, come to Besdin. You swear, I only owe Menachem 100. Say, oh, by the way, Mati, remember you had that other issue? Swear about that one. Oh, my goodness, I have to swear on that one now? That I didn't want to swear on that one. Right? Then you showed up to Daf Lamed Aleph at Shavuos, and now you know I'm pulling this stunt on you. So what are you going to outsmart me? What do you say to me? In the hall, say, by the way, I only owe $100. We're going to Besdin. I owe him nothing. No Shavuos. Right? Everyone's playing a game over here.
Yeah, he's a multiple mixas. Okay, this in this case, a multiple mixas.
He's not multiple mixas. He's more than nothing.
No, he's admitted to half.
He's admitted to half because that's a true loan. Right. I doubled it just to get you to admit to half. So you're not admitting to half.
One second, a guy comes into Besdin.
You'll agree you owe me.
One second. A guy goes into Besdin.
Yeah.
And Besdin says, swear.
Yeah.
Not
I don't owe him any money. I don't owe him any money. Call for my call, you don't swear. I mean, come making this up a story. I owe money. I don't owe him any money.
Swear with.
What? No, there's no shvua. There's no shvua on kol for bakol. There's no shvua. Right? We say nobody's such a chutzpah not to, so you don't have to swear. In the hall, you told me, by the way, I do owe you the money. When we get in there, I'm going to deny it. Because I don't want to make a shvua on the other issue. Right? Talmud, you can't do any of this stuff. Talmud Lomar, Midbar Sheker Tirchak. You can't do that.
What's that? I don't understand. If I make you swear about issue A, why are you assuming you now have to swear about issue B?
That's the rule of Gil, it's called Gilgal Shavua.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
Once you're swearing
yeah.
something,
yeah.
you have the right...
They can throw anything in there.
That's right.
Right. So Tosfos asks, why are you scared about the other Shavua, the other issue, and on this one, you don't... Look at Tosfos, second Tosfos. Then Tomar, Lama Yari Mi Gilgal Shavua, Yosef Mi Shavua Zos. Shata Tovenu. Why are you screaming about that one, not this one? You saw Marty's answer. You don't have the money to pay all that back. Right? That's a lot of money, that one. This one's a small one. This one I don't mind paying back. The other one I can't pay back. Right? She ain't low Kidei Lepro, call Mashigadal love. You don't have enough. Kigon, Shechayev Olav Harbi Mokom Acher. Oh, that's $1 million loan. Vesavur, Echbor Gam Ze. I'm going to deny this one too. Right? This one I don't mind paying back. Vishamtimta Adalahavili Zuzi Kinega Kolachov Pradale. When I have all the money, I'll pay it all back.
Which never happens.
Right, which never happens, exactly. So
both monetary issues.
Yeah. Why is the other one, I don't know what the other one's about. Maybe it's a kofar bakol, we don't have to swear. But if it's a Gilgal Shavua, then you do have to swear. So I don't know what the issue is. What the parameters of that.
It's a kofar in that situation,
yeah.
Swear?
How do you get it to swear?
No, you
swear have to get it to swear mode of a mixas. Once he's swearing on A, then he can swear on anything.
Even if it's
a kofar bakol, yes. That's why that's coming up with this shtick.
You're saying, of course, at least that also the mana, the makom acher could be $1 million mana. Yeah?
Correct. Okay, next, Menayin. How do you know? L'shlosha, shenoshin mana be'echad, right? The guy owes three people money, and he's stiffing all three of them, right? Shlosha shnosha mana be'echad. Is that what it is? Three people owe one person money?
Yes.
Shloya echad baldin, v'shnayim edim. One will be the baldin. Two, the others will be the edim. Kadesh yotzim mana v'yachlofa. At least they'll get one mana out of him. Right? No one has any edim. Two edim, they can testify. What do you mean? He lent $100. Talmud Lomar, mivashek ha-terchak. That's not really accurate. They're not testifying about Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Right, so Reuven and Shimon will say that Yehuda owes Levi $100. How do they know that?
They don't know that.
Happens to be that Yehuda owes Reuven $100, and Shimon $100, and Levi $100. No, they did nothing. So they're going to make up that's not a lie, but it's not really accurate.
Oh, it's not accurate, it's a lie.
Now, Menayin, how do you know?
Yeah, I'm addressing the case. We have Gilgal Abba. The case where you owe him 100, accuses him of owing 200, and then he makes him swear for 100.
Right.
Sorry, can you do that?
What?
Not the Gilgal Abba.
See, I don't think you can do that either, probably not.
Oh, because a lie.
Because a lie. What do you mean? I don't know. You don't own 200.
The point here,
saying it to get him to swear.
The point here is you can't lie.
The point doesn't talk about that case.
No, it doesn't talk about that case. Right, doesn't talk about that case. That's an interesting question. Next. How do you know two people come to din? Echad lavash spartutin. One guy's wearing rags. Vechad lavash it's dealers basmei amana. And one's wearing $1,000 suit. Right? She'omrim lo. Lavash kimoso. Oh, halbishu kimoscha. You have to put on the same clothing.
Right.
Either you put rags on or you put on $1,000 suit. Talmud lomar. Midrash ekatircha.
Who's the one that's telling him to
the Bezdin.
Once Bezdin sees what's going on, then they're already
so influence. Maybe it's the clerk in the hall, right?
Yeah.
So the question is, Tavala Mimash Shekatirchak. Why? Because it automatically biases somebody when they see a schlepper walk in. Right? Automatically. So interesting. The Ritva says, the Torah's Chaim says, so Bizman said we don't do this. Don't do this, Bizman said. No such thing like this. It's not trap. Why not? Why don't we do...
There's no dress code
like this. Right? So I think the answer is, so the Torah's Chaim said, because who... Nobody... That's not going to bias you today. Who doesn't have... If a guy walks in with a cheap suit, and he wears a good suit. That's going to bias you. That's all of a sudden a big problem. Maybe back then in the Gemara, that would have been an issue. Not an issue anymore. That's not going to make a difference. So therefore, the halacha is not... That's not halacha like this.
Yeah, people show up in court today with a nice suit.
I'm not talking about the defendant, the criminal defendant. Right? So that's such an issue. It's not halacha like this. It might be in Shulchan Aruch. No one practices it. No one says, you look like...
I said, of course, game or not, it's okay, but not to be such a big defendant.
Right.
Which you, in your mind...
Correct. But who's going to say, who's going to tell them, go back, get a better suit?
If you ever
who's going to say that?
This might be some...
Right. Exactly.
Go to Emporio and give you...
Kiavi Asla committed the Rav by Rav Huna. Amrulu, Rav Huna told him. They told him this. Shalfu b'zmaichu v'tochel dina. Change your clothes and come back. Change your clothes and come back. It's unfair.
Why?
Because one looked so much better than the other.
So what?
So it's unfair. It affects your judgment.
It what?
It affects your judgment.
It,
but it does. He's a human being. The judge is also a human being.
Imagine if in
America a criminal defendant walks into the courtroom wearing an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs. That's not going to sway the jury? Of course it will.
The jury, yeah.
Which the jury is the judge. Which is why they come in wearing a suit. Right? O.J. Simpson wore a suit every day. And when he went into the back room, they put back on the orange jumpsuit.
But they gave him small gloves.
Yeah. What's shot? Because it's not fair. Right? Makes sense. What? What did you say?
What did you say?
Nothing appropriate.
Go back to you.
Menayin.
By the way, I'm definitely not saying that on the tape.
Okay, next. Interesting daf today, right? No long distance.
No long distance.
Don't worry.
Unfortunately, no long distance.
Not bad. Okay, next. Weiter. Menayin ledayin. How do you know a judge? Shlo yishma divrei baldin. Kodim shiyavo baldin chaveru. He can't hear Reuven's case, and Shimon's still looking for a parking spot. He can't do that. The dayanim are going to hear Reuven's case, and Shimon's not even there. And when Shimon comes, he'll hear his side. He's outside looking for a spot. Can't do that. Talmud Lomar, Mirash HaKaterchak. Now, Menayin Lebaldin, Shlo Yatim Devarav Ledayin, Kodim Shiyav Baldin Chavero. I'm not sure what the difference here exactly is. He can't, have the ear of the judge before the other side's there.
Meets the judge in the elevator.
Right, meets the judge in the elevator, right, exactly. Talmud Lomar, Mirash HaKaterchak. Same thing, can't do that.
So if the judge wants to schmooze with you before the other guy?
You can't do that. Even if you're going to schmooze about shul politics. Doesn't make a difference. Right?
Ex parte.
It doesn't matter what it's about. Rav Kahana Masni, Milo Sisa, Milo Tasi. Rav Kahana said, that tells another problem about that. It's not just Midrash HaKetur Tirchak. It says in the Torah, Lo Sisa Shem Hashav. Don't bear a false report. Included in that is that a judge shouldn't hear one case before the other case, one litigant before the other litigant's there. The guy's looking for a parking spot. You can't, that's also a problem of hearing a false report. It's not false. It's not false. It ends up being false. Right? Or the Torah treats it as if it's false. The Chavetz Chaim says, Torah treats it as if it's false. How could you hear one case, one side, without the other side being there? Next, it says, Vasher lo tov asa besoch hamav. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Rav Amar, Zehabar b'harsha. You come with a harsha. What's a harsha? Rashi says, Umisaber al riv lo lo. A harsha is a document that says, I owe mati money. I owe money. So mati can't collect from me. So what does he do? He assigns the loan to you. You're going to come after me. You have no issue with me. Right? Misaber al riv lo lo. You're coming for a fight that's not even your fight. Right? V'shem maharisho noach lo. The first guy was easygoing. The Bezin could have made a pshara between us. They could have made some kind of compromise between us. He's easygoing, I'm easygoing. It could have worked out. You can't make a pshara with someone else's money. Right? That's not going to happen. So, what are you getting? What are you tumbling? What are you meddling over here in this lawsuit? By doing that, it's low tov. It's not a good thing. Right? What? Yes. The point is, they have a different personality, and everything's different about them, right? Rashi, the Tosfos says, the second to last Tosfos, Zabar Barsha, Kishaosa Bishvil Shu'ile, because he's a tough guy. I gave it to him because he's a tough guy, right? Ubal Tainas Shemes Abra Al Riv Lo Lo, and he's coming to meddle with a lawsuit that has nothing to do with him. Avol Kishatoreach Lahavi Chavero Mosav Din Chaver Yachal Drach Mitzvah Kavid. Right, but if he doesn't want to pay, that's a different story. You're doing a mitzvah, right? So that's one example of lo tov. You're getting involved in someone else's lawsuit. Shmuel Amar Zeh Lokeach Sode Sheish Oleh Iskin. You buy a field that already has claimants. What are you doing? It's already in dispute. Now you're going to go ahead and make another person have this. I'm also part of the mix because I bought it now. What are you doing?
It's called a tomer.
Exactly. Then we said that a Shavuot Eidus only applies to somebody who could be an aid. Someone can't be an aid. He can't make a Shavuot Eidus because he can deny it all he wants. He's not an aid anyway. So, Lafuki Mai, who does that come to exclude? Amar of Papa, Lafuki Melech, comes to exclude the king. The king can't be an aid. So if the king says, oh, I have good aides for you, but I'm not coming. Right? But please come, I swear, I don't have anything for you. He can swear all he wants, he can deny all he wants. He's not going to be an aid anyway. Rav Acha b'Yakov Amar Lafuke Mesachik B'Kovya. A gambler also can't be an aid. Manda Amar Mesachik B'Kovya. If you hold a Mesachik B'Kovya, can't be an aid. Kol Shkein Melech. For sure, Melech not. Why? Because the Mesachik B'Kovya is only Asim Midrabanan. Because he didn't really steal. It's the gambling. So Midrabanan is stealing, right? Because people don't think they're going to lose. He did lose. He didn't really make a kinyan because he thought he was going to win. So that's what a gambler is. Not a midaraisa. A melech is also midaraisa. So if you hold a derabanan puzzle aid is puzzle, then for sure it's a raisa aid. Right? Oh, mandam a melech, but if you hold a melech can't be an aid. Avol masachik bekuvya midaraisa mitzi chazi. He's good midaraisa. For derabanan who to puzzle? Derabanan said he's puzzle. So therefore, maybe in such a situation, to deny a shvua, to deny that he has testimony for you, and then to make him make a shvua, maybe we'll make him make a shvua. Maybe we will. He's not a valid aid. Midrabanan is not a valid aid. Right, Rashi says, Avol masachet pekuvi midaraisa chazi. Right, so Rashi says, Shalom pasla Torah ela aid chamas, shenota bechazaka. The only aid that a Torah asers, mina Torah, in terms of theft, thieves, is a guy who holds you up with a gun. That's a aid chamas. That's a real pasla aid midaraisa. We're sitting around playing some cards, and I win in the game, but I steal from you. And steal anything. You sat here and agreed to it. The answer is that I didn't really agree, and no one thought they were going to lose. Okay, it's all midrabanan. Right? Kimo, v'yigazlo es kol, bali shchem. Right? Rabbanan, gazri bei, the rabbanan made a new gzeira. He's sitting around playing cards, that's a gambler. V'yatsu, gazlo midivreim. That's a gzeila midrabanan. V'amruhu, asmachtahi, v'lo kanya. It's only asmachta, The guy didn't really want to lose. Nobody wants to lose. So he didn't really part with his money wholeheartedly. So you have money that someone didn't really wholeheartedly part with. Therefore, Midarabanan, it's like Zayla Midarabanan. Forgiven the Midaraisa Chazi. Midaraisa, there's nothing wrong with that. Right? Chayla Ola Shavua. Maybe we will make this guy make a Shavua. Maybe we will. Ravacha Savar, Hoel, Vesov Sov, E Mithayed, Lo Kablinan. What do you mean? If this Mithachay Pekuvi comes to give testimony, we're not going to let him. We're not going to let him be an aide. Fine, Midarabanan. So what? We're not going to let him be an aide. Lo Karinan Bey, Vuhu aide. That's not an aide.
So this
doesn't apply to any game. Any game of chance. Yeah. So if
you buy a lottery ticket, it's the same.
So there's a lottery ticket, not
lottery.
Because there's reasons why.
I think Rabbi Raja said that you don't expect to win.
That's not why. That's not why at all.
There's no bad feelings on it.
There's no bad feelings.
Who's bad feeling? The government?
No, me.
If you buy a lottery ticket and you lose. Do you feel like you improperly parted with your money? No. But if I'm sitting down and playing cards with you, or any game of chance with you,
there's a bad
feeling involved. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. For 30
seconds. By the way, there's another machlokes. If Mesachi Bukovi means someone who does it all the time,
a professional gambler, right.
He spends his whole day in Atlantic City every day, or once in a blue moon he plays with the Chevra.
Rabbi Rosen did not pass in that way.
I know, but the point is a lottery, it's for sure. No one does that. The whole life is playing lottery? You have old women like that.
Excuse me. There are people who play every single week.
I understand. It doesn't matter. There's still possible. There's still kashal be aid. Guy wants to buy a lottery ticket once a week. He's kashal aid. No one holds otherwise, right? As far as I know, no one holds otherwise.
Even if you know every Monday you buy.
Yes, every Monday he pays the lottery. No one holds these kashal aids. Nobody. If a guy has a Monday night card game every Monday night, there's a machlokas about that.
Or poker.
Whatever it is, I said cards. Whatever it is. Every Monday night he plays cards, there's a machlokas about that. Some say no, because it's not, so once in a while. Some say, yeah, it's still no good. I think they're machmer on that, no? People could be machmer. But lottery, nobody holds.
You messed up my poker.
Yeah. Okay, next.
You can still play tournaments money.
He did not say that.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
No, there's a whole thing. If the money goes to tzedakah.
If you want to really get at him, he gave us a header.
If you go to tzedakah.
No.
No.
He has
head,
I won't say on radio.
Okay, fine.
We'll discuss it afterwards.
We'll discuss it afterwards.
But after Josh, I haven't done it since then.
I know.
Okay, next. Next. Bifnei Bezdin, Fishol Bifnei Bezdin. If you, the Mishnah said that if you, this is a little complicated. The Mishnah said like this, if you deny, I owe you money, I'm sorry. If you deny, I don't have any aegis for you. I don't have any aegis for you. Where do you make that denial? So the Mishnah said, Bifnei Bezdin, Fishalom Bifnei Bezdin. It doesn't make a difference if you do it in court or you do it in the living room. It doesn't make a difference. Why? Because you deny. You said you have no aegis for him. Right. And it turns out you do, right? Now, that's if you deny it on your own. However, if someone says, make a shavua that you don't have any aegis for me, and you say, amen, that's only in Bez Din. What was that? That's only...
It's on the side.
Did it just break? That's only... What? That's only in Bez Din. Again, if you deny it on your own, that's called Bipi Atmo, I deny it on my own, that could be in Bez Din, that could be anywhere. But if you make a shavua, and I say amen, that could only be in Bez Din. Why? What's the reason for that? That was seen in the Gemara. I'm sorry. That's only Reb Meir said that. That's Reb Meir. The Chachamim said, it doesn't make a difference if it's you or someone else. Bipi Acher means someone else is going to say it, you're going to answer amen. Both, according to the Chachamim, have to be in Bez Din. What's the reason for that? The Maika Miflegi, what are they arguing about? So Mru Rabbanan Kamedar of Papa, Bedan Mina Umina, Bedan Mina V'Oke Basra Kamiflegi. They're arguing about, in very simple words, that all means, how far you take a Gzeir Shava. When I have a Gzeir Shava, how far do I take it? Does everything have to be exactly the same in the Gzeir Shava, or not everything? So, how do you know that a Shavuos Edus has to even be in Bezin or not in Bezin at all. Where'd that come from? So here we go. Rameir Savar, Rameir holds, Don Mina Umina Mi Pikadon. It's learned out of a Shavuas Pikadon. What's Shavuas Pikadon? I come to it and say, where's the iPad I asked you to watch for me? And you say, what iPad? And I say, oh, come on, don't pull that. So you never gave me an iPad. Will you swear? Yes, I swear. And it's a lie. That's Shavuos Pikadon. Shavuos Edus is, don't you have Edus for me that I lent Ruvain money, he doesn't want to pay me. That's Shavuos Edus. What's Shavuos Pikadon? Ma Pikadon. When it comes to Shavuos Pikadon, Mushba mi piatzmo chayiv. If you swear on your own, you are chayiv, right? Ah, ha'edus, mushba, ipiatmo, chayiv. So too, shvuz edus, also yichayiv. Umina, and I take this gzereshava further. Ma pikadon, bein bebezdin, bein shalo b'fnei bezdin. Right? A pikadon doesn't have to be in bezdin. I come back from vacation. I say, where's the stuff I asked you to watch when I went on vacation? You say, what stuff? No bezdin. I say, will you swear? I say, yes, of course I'll swear. That's not a bezdin. So to af edus, so to edus, bein bebezdin, bein shelo b'fnei bezdin. Whether it's in bezdin or not in front of bezdin. V'rabbanan savri, no. Don mina v'oki basra. He learns from pikadon, but not all the way. Ma pikadon. Mushba v'piyatz mochayiv. Mushba piyatz, if you voluntarily make a shvua, you're chayiv, if it's a lie. Af edus mushba mipiatzmo chayiv. So to edus, if you voluntarily deny it, you're chayiv. V'oki basra, and then we go a step further. Ma mushma piacherim. By edus, it can only be by acherim bebezdin. In shelo bebezdin lo. Other people making you swear can only be in bezdin. Why? Why can it only be in bezdin? Because if it's outside of bezdin, it has no validity.
Right.
It's about Eidos. It only works in Bezdin.
We also have this question, correct?
Af, Moshma, Piatmo, Bezdin in, Shlo, Bezdin low. So too, even on yourself, it has to be in Bezdin. That's why everything according to the Chal has to be in Bezdin. Why? That's what Eidos is. It's in Bezdin. It's not in my living room. Eidos means in front of Bezdin. Right. So you're denying it in my living room? That's nothing. Has to be in Bezdin. Picado doesn't have to be in Bezdin. That'd be okay. I don't take the Xeru that far. Very simple. I'm a layer of Papa. I'm a layer of Papa. Even Picado Gamala, if you get a learner from Picadon, Picado Gamala Rabbanon, if the Rabbanon are going to learn this idea from Picadon, the Kuliyama Lopuigi Domina Umina, everybody will hold, they take the Xeru Shava all the way. He doesn't learn that from Picado. Ella. It's a different reason. The Maisi law, the Kavachomer. It's the Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? What if someone else makes me make a shoe and I say, Amen, that's good. If I make it on my own, is that good? It doesn't make it. Of course it's good. Right? So, Ubedemisle mi Kavachomer, Dio, Lavo ben Adin, Lios Kinidon. And since we have a Kavachomer, we apply the principle of Dio. What's Dio? Dio means that the Kavachomer cannot, the kal cannot be, the chomer cannot be worse than the kal. The best example I can give is like this. Imagine if someone says, if the principal of the school says, if you misbehave by the English teacher, you're going to be punished, you're going to lose your recess for a week. Kal v'chomer if you misbehave by the Rebbe. Kal v'chomer, right? If you misbehave by the Rebbe, it's even worse. He's a Rebbe. How much recess are you going to lose? Not more than a week.
Right.
Why? Dio. That's an example of dio. So, if we're learning out of Kal V'chomer, if someone else makes me swear, I'm chayiv. So if I swear on my own, I'm for sure chayiv. Now, where does the swear take place? Wherever the piacherim takes place. Ma mushba piacherim bibezdin. It can only be in bezdin. Bibezdin in, shlo bezdin low. Af mushba piatzmo. So if I swear on my own, bifnei bezdin atzmo, bifnei bezdin in, shlo bezdin low. It can only be in bezdin. The logic doesn't support that. The logic should be, well, if I misbehave by the Rebbe, I should be punished even worse. That's what Dio means. It's not going to be worse.
Right.
So to over here, if the piacher I have to swear, and I'm chayiv, so piyatzim for sure chayiv. If I initiated them for sure chayiv, where does that shavuot take place? Well, the piyacher is only in Besdin. Some of piyasma is also only in Besdin. Why? Because Eidus only takes place in Besdin. That's where Eidus takes place. It doesn't take place in the outside of Besdin, only in Besdin. So all the denying has to be in Besdin. Amr le Rabbanu le Rav Papa, mi matzis amarta delav badon mina umina pligi. So Rav Papa, you said they're not arguing about that issue, about Kalvachom, about the Zera Shava issue. You came up with the Kalvachomer, right? But we learned, Gaba Pikaron. Shavuas Pikaron, no Heges, Ba'anashim, Ashuas Pikaron. Where's the thing I asked you to watch? What thing? That applies, Ba'anashim, with men, Nashim, women, Rechokim, non-relatives, Krovim, relatives, Kshayrim, kosher people, Tzulim, possible people, Bifnei Bezdin, Vishalom Bifnei Bezdin. Doesn't make a difference if it's Bezdin or not. Bipiatmo, Bipiachayrim. Eino Chayiv, Ajiyich Barbo, Bibezdin, Divra Meir. You're not Chayiv till you deny it in Bezdin, says Rameir. Vechachom Omer, Bipiatmo, Bipiatmo, Bipiachayrim, Kivat Jekafarbo, Chayiv. Once you kafir, you deny it, you're Chayiv, even if it's not in Bezdin. Even if it's not in Bezdin. Mushba, Bipiachayrim, but if someone else makes you swear and you say Amen, Bipikaron, by Bipikaron, Minal Lahul Rabbanon, the Chayiv. How do you know you're Chayiv? It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. Lav, the Gemirila, may Eidus. Don't you let it out from Eidus. Ushma Mina, Bedan Mina, Umina, Pligi. And you see you learn it out from Agzer Shava, not from your Kal Vachomer. So the answer is, Mehahi, in, from Pikaron, yeah. Meha, from Eidus, Leka Lamashra Mine. So from Pikaron you can learn it out, and from Eidus you can't learn it out. What does that mean? So I don't agree about they're arguing about that Kal Vachomer, about that Gzeira Shava. I maintain they're arguing about the Kal Vachomer. Okay, that was a little hard over there. Then we said, you're Chayiv, the Chayav and Al Zadon Hashvua. Even if you did the Shvua b'mezid, you're Chayiv. Chayiv what? Chayiv a carbon. Right? Where do you ever find that you do something b'mezid, you're Chayiv a carbon? What? No, not in this case. You chayiv only a carbon. Right? If you swear falsely on purpose, you chayiv a carbon. How do you know that? The Tana Rabbanan, the Kula Nemar Behenelam. All the cases of a carbon oliviore, Tumah, they all apply, it said the word Venelam, meaning you forgot. The Kula Nemar Behenelam. Here it doesn't say you forgot. Why? Why not? So therefore you learn, the chayiv al amezik kishogig. It's the chayiv al amezik kishogig. Next, Val Shigagasa im Zadon Ha'edus. The next one said, if you make a mistake with Zadon, how do you make a mistake with Bemezid? How do you do that? So, Hechidami Shigagasa im Zadon Ha'edus, how could that be? How do you make a mistake and on purpose? Amar Yubihudam Arab, Ba'omer, Yude Anisha Shivu Zasura. I know the Shivu Zasur. I know that. Aval Edi Yodea im Chayavan Alav Karbon Alo. I don't know the punishment. That I'm a shogig about. That's a shogig. Next, Vein Chayav al Shigasa Great Dasa, but you're not chayav on a shogig alone. What does that mean? Lema Tanino Rav Kahana Veravasi. Maybe they're arguing about the story about Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. That what? They're the ones that said, I swear what Rebbe said is the following. And the other one said, I swear what Rebbe said is the following. Only one of them is right. So the other one said a false shavua. He said, no, it's not really a shavua. He didn't really mean...
It's a recollection.
It didn't really mean to make a shavua. Is that what it means? You're not chayav on a shogig alone? Lo. Afagaf the tnan, itzrach. Even though it was mentioned in this Mishnah, it was necessary. Sogadat dechamina, hachudlo, ksiv v'nelam, to be in on shogig dumi demezit. Where it says, doesn't say over here v'nelam, doesn't say you made a mistake, right. Doesn't say you forgot. So therefore, shogig like amezit. Aval hasam dechsiv v'nelam, afil shigagasa kaldehu, any shogig would have made him chayiv, kamashpo, and in that case, where they swore, I swear what Rebbe said is the following, they're not really chayiv. Why? That wasn't really a shavua. Okay, let's see if we could do the Mishnah. Shavua to edus ketad. What's an example of shavua to edus? Amar l'shnayim, ba'ave diuni. Come take testimony for me. You say to two people, you were there when Reuven let me when I let Reuven money. Come be aid them for me. Shavua she'ed on the other mocha'edus. We make a shavua, we have nothing to add. We have nothing to say to you. Oh, shavua, oh she'amrlo, ain't on the yodim mocha'edus. We don't know any edus. Mushba ni aleichem, you'll swear. Va'amru lo, va'amru amen, hari elu chayavin. They are chayav. Hishbi aleichem chamisha pa'amim. Chamish pa'amim. If they swear five times, chutz lebezdin, ubo lebezdin, v'hodu, and then they admit, peturin. They're potter. Why are they potter? Because it's outside, it doesn't count. Kafru, chayavin achalachas vachas. If they deny it, the chayav each time they swore. Right? It doesn't make a difference. Shavuot Eves is both. Doesn't make a difference. Hishbi aleichem hei pa'amim, bifnei bezdin. If they swear five times in front of Bezdin, the kafru, and then they deny it, ein achayav and alachas, don't they chayav one time. Why? Because it's one denial. Amar of Shimon, ma'atam, what's the reason for that? Hold, ein yuchal machz or lahodos. Once you give testimony, you can't take it back. So once you deny it, that's it. You only deny it one time. You can't be chayav five times. Kafru, shnayim ke'echad, if both edim deny it at the same time, they're both chayev. Harishon chayev, v'asheni potter. Only the first one's chayev, the second one's potter. Why is he potter? Because he can't have only one eight.
Right.
So his being there serves no purpose. Right? How could two people deny something at the exact same time? The Gemara's going to talk about that tomorrow. Tochi dibur. Kafar echad v'hod echad. If one denies and one admits it, hakofer chayev. He's chayev. Why? You botched up the edus. If there are two kitei edim, kafra rishona, the first one denies it, v'achakach kafra shnia, shtein chayavin. They're both chayav. The nesha edis yichol is chayav mishtein. Because both of them could have been good. So both denied it, you messed up both, and therefore they're both good, and therefore they're both chayav. Okay, all the parameters of that, we'll talk about tomorrow. Everybody have a good day, and a good Shabbos.
Go ahead.